WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 79. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Won't be as much of a good morning if you're among those that are driving Welburn Road near the Northgate District. Starting today, there will be the beginnings of a major change. City of Bryan consultant Gary Schantz says where Welburn Road intersects F&B Road and Old College, eventually there will be just one lane of through traffic that will allow for separate left and right turn lanes. Another option that was considered but not chosen was adding a fifth lane, but because no additional right-of-way is available, the lane width would have narrowed to 10 feet.
If you go to 10-foot lanes when the speeds are that high, we could expect an increase in the risk of sideswipe-type crashes.
Weather permitting, modifications are supposed to be completed before the fall semester move-in of Texas A&M students. A map showing the new traffic pattern is online at WTAW.com. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization is asking for your input on something called the Unified Working Plan Program.
We can now introduce far more efficient traffic.
All right, that was more of Gary Schantz. Let's get to Dan Rudge of the MPO.
That spells out everything that all of the planning-related activities that the MPO plans to do over the next 2 years.
And again, Dan Rudge, who's the executive director of the MPO, says major tasks include an update to the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, developing a congestion management process, and working with the Texas Innovation Alliance to incorporate new technologies. You can see the plan online at bcsmpo.org, and if you'd like to enter any feedback, you can do that through August 1st. Days are numbered for full-time operation of the coal-fired power plant in Grimes County, co-owned by the city of Bryan and three other Texas cities.
All of the studies that we've done have shown that the cities can procure electricity or produce electricity from more economical sources than this power plant. And that's really the reason behind the move that we're making.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller telling our sister station Navasota News that the Gibbons Creek plant near Carlos will shut down at the end of September. That means 70 will lose their jobs. Another 20 will remain to take care of the grounds and keep the plant prepared to generate power next summer. Gibbons Creek Reservoir will remain open to the public for the foreseeable future. Partial shutdown follows attempts last September to sell the plant. If you are an experienced carpenter, welder, or plumber, Blinn College has a teaching position possibly for you. Director of Technical and Community Programs Ken Dupree says they're in need of part-time instructors to meet local demand.
Most of the classes that we're going to offer are going to be at night. This is designed on purpose because, number one, we do want an instructor who is actually working in the trades by day.
Visit blinn.edu for more information. President of Texas A&M's 12th Man Foundation has resigned, according to a joint statement on the foundation's website. Skip Wagner pursuing other employment opportunities. Wagner led the foundation for 4 years after a similar position at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. The foundation's board will begin its search for Wagner's successor soon. The interim leader, according to the foundation's website, is Travis Dabney. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. The temperature is 79. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? Brazos Valley Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be hot and humid, well up in the 90s this afternoon. Tonight it'll become partly cloudy, 74 to 78. partly to mostly sunny, 95 to near 100 on Tuesday, fair in the 70s at night, and mostly sunny continued hot on Wednesday, well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Jordan Spieth took the British Open in an exciting manner. We'll hear from him on the victory. Meanwhile, the Astros fell to the Orioles in Baltimore, while the Rangers won a third in a row with their sweep against the Rays. And Michael Phelps has met his match, a shark, but it was just a virtual shark. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was a virtual shark?
It was a virtual shark.
Okay. Nothing else going on in sports, huh?
Yeah.
Slow sports day.
Yeah, we're doing Michael
Phelps. And if you really care, Texas A&M did send us a news release with all sorts of information about Shark Week.
Yay.
How, you know.
Just wanted to start your week off on the right tongue.
Okay, yes. Now, and yeah, here's Bill Oliver getting to get up early for a couple of mornings this week, because I know he loves doing that.
Of course.
You know, I don't know how long Shark Week has been going on. I have to say that, what, is it fair to say 7 or 8 years anyway that they've been doing this?
Oh, yeah, I think even maybe longer than
that. You
mean
you pay attention?
Well, that's what I mean. I don't necessarily. And
only because you're obligated?
Yeah, I guess that's part of the job description
but
that
let's
you do
see.
That.
The first episode of Shark Week was July 17th, 1988.
What?
Shark Week originally premiered on July 17th, 1988.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Didn't have any idea. And you,
you
know,
heard it here first,
right? And you know, Jaws showed that people are fascinated or scared of sharks or whatever, but they are different material. I mean, they're killing machines. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're very efficient. But we've gone from scientific information into basically entertainment.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But back up here.
All right.
Back up the train a little bit. According to Texas A&M University at Galveston, very, very few shark species actually attack or bite people.
But see, that's not any good. They don't. We don't need to get facts involved in this. Once we get facts involved, it becomes much less engrossing.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah. The idea is that you think you're supposed to think that there are sharks out there lying in wait, just waiting for a human, because, you know, that's what they want. Once they get the taste of blood, it's like the crocodile.
You mean waiting for the crescendo of John Williams.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, with the crocodile in Peter Pan, once you taste, you know, human blood, that's what you're going after. So it's just the fact that they're out there, and again,
it's an absolute triumph in public relations is what it is, because they made it super exciting for years, and now people actually get excited about it.
Yeah, and we have what, an entire month or whatever of it, and and it's anyhow, what can you say?
There you have a lot of to feel out. About the sharks, because they're only in search of fish.
They
according to A&M Galveston,
really?
They take a bite, then they leave you alone for the most part, because you are not on their menu.
Okay, it's kind of like going to Golden Corral and going, you don't, you know, you try that and decide you don't want anything,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
And decide to go to the chocolate fountain instead.
That, right, yes. Because you know what that is.
But tell that to that girl who was the surfer who got her arm bit
off.
Well,
and again, it happens, right. We understand it happens, but... Yeah. Well,
hey, I'm just letting you know what Aggies by the Sea are saying.
That's good. I like that. Aggies by the Sea.
Yeah. That's their Twitter handle.
Oh, that's good. I
nice.
Like that. They have T-shirts that say that, probably. Yeah.
I have driven around their campus once. I have not seen the campus bookstore there.
Oh,
I wonder if that's right. Part of the Barnes & Noble contract.
That's true. Well, it would seem like it would be. Well, I'll have to look at that and see. In the meantime, Ryan Stiles, angry about meeting with a public defender over a past criminal charge, decided to deal with it by driving his Jeep down a Florida beach, knocking back whiskey, and filming the whole thing on Facebook Live, just so we could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like something to come out of the, you know, what, like the Blues Brothers or
all
Baby
that's
Driver.
Missing is a shark.
That's right. It all started when Stiles wasn't offered probation for a previous charge of resisting arrest. He came home, ranted to his roommate, told his girlfriend that he was going to come over to her place, and apparently he decided that the best route for that was to go down the beach while knocking back his Canadian Mist.
Of course.
And describing his journey to whichever viewers tuned into his live stream on Facebook. Crash parade, bro, he cried as he mowed down some beach chairs.
Ugh.
And, of course, it's all there. 911 calls pouring in as Stiles went down the Clearwater beach Beach, with police cars in hot pursuit. Wow.
Everything missing but David Hasselhoff.
If we could just, did we have a helicopter out there or a drone or something? Beachgoers were alarmed. One mom described dragging her child away from the path of the oncoming Jeep. We're lucky to be alive. We're glad we were awake and alert. Okay. Anyway.
Where's TMZ when you need them?
Yeah.
How'd it work out for this guy?
Well, you know, I think that, I guess the clip is out there somewhere that we can still see it. Anyhow, once he got to the station, he apparently didn't calm down, began swinging his belt around, broke a window while he was being booked, eventually subdued and charged with obstructing or resisting an officer without violence, threatening a public servant, driving while your license is suspended. Oh, yeah, drinking, too.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, but it's out there, and again.
Grand slam.
Yes, exactly. That's why we have the internet, so we can see that.
Indeed.
Aside from that, he kind of looks like a normal guy. I mean, no face tats or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Information.
Yeah.
Right. So everything bad happens by the water. Is that it?
I think so, yeah. Well, Florida's by the water, yeah. So, yeah.
Sharks and drunks on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. Oh, they took it down because it had inappropriate content. Dang.
Imagine that.
That.
What? Great time today.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hey, here you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's almost 618. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And so here we go. It's a new week. It's Monday. It's the 24th of July. Jeez, we're about to be in August,
wow.
It looks like. Yeah, I know. And it feels like it outside. So, you know, get a chance to enjoy that. All right, let me see. It's day... Yeah, I can't find it. It's day something or another, and then there'll be a few left. 205, 160 left. All right, here we go. Let me see. It's Cousins Day.
If
you
have
cousins, good for you. Tell an old joke day.
Did you hear the one about?
Yeah. Well, there are these two guys who are fishing in a boat. I don't know if you heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait, I've got another one. I got the other one.
Oh, yeah, the classic.
Let me do this. Let me see if I can bring it up. Let me see, because it's joke, tell an old joke day. I can't find it.
What?
I wonder what did I save it in? Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay. I call it the joke. All right, here we go.
Mix of clouds and...
That's not it. Is it Monday or what?
The weather is a joke.
Here we go.
Okay, there was this invisible man, and he met an invisible woman, and they fell in love and got married. And they had two kids, but they were nothing to look at.
Hey-o!
There you go. All right. Yeah, it's always good. All right. So anyway, and it's drive-through day. So go do a drive-through.
Already did.
Did you? Okay. And, you know, that's why I love a Famous Bowl. The fact that you can get that and a spork, and then you go out on the road and eat and drive and talk on your cell phone and smoke.
Yeah, nothing could go wrong. Yeah.
Not at all. It's tequila day.
All right.
All right. And traditionally, this is the hottest day of the year.
Oh,
it's
good.
Thermal Engineer Day, by the way, too. And birthdays.
We got birthdays. Bindi Irwin is 19.
Ooh.
That's Steve Irwin's daughter.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, she was the winner of season 21 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I didn't know
so,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily Bett Rickards is 26. She's on. She plays Felicity on Arrow. Mara Wilson is 30. She was the little girl in Mrs. Doubtfire, if you remember.
Okay.
And she also played Matilda. Elizabeth Moss is 35, was Peggy Olson on Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Paquin is 35. She's Rogue in the X-Men movies and was also on True Blood. for the entire run there. She was kind of the main character. Rose Byrne is 38. She plays Kristen Wiig's nemesis in Bridesmaids, if you remember that.
Okay.
And she's very funny in Neighbors with Seth Rogen. Country singer Jared Neiman is 38.
Who?
He's a country singer.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's had a hit?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's been on Maverick over there.
Just go pound on the wall there.
Okay, yeah. I'll go find out. Okay.
They'll play something for
you.
Yeah,
that's it.
Jennifer Lopez is 48. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Kadeem Hardison is 52.
Yay.
Dwayne Wayne from A Different World.
Sure.
Barry Bonds is 53.
Okay, baseball dude.
Steroids guy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Karl Malone's 54.
The mailman.
The mailman himself.
Yeah.
Pam Tillis is 60, also a country singer and Mel's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Robbie Gray is 60. That's a singer of modern English.
Okay.
Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's 66.
Okay.
Michael Richards is 68. Kramer.
Good thing he makes residuals off Seinfeld.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
He don't know what he's been doing. Yeah, really.
Ted Stryker from Airplane, Robert Hayes.
Yes.
He's 70.
All right.
One of my favorite comedians from back in the day, Gallagher.
Wow.
He's 71.
Still smashing watermelons.
Really? Right. He's 71. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Chris Sarandon is 75.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Humperdinck from The Princess Bride.
Indeed.
And former husband of Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah.
And John Aniston is 84. That's Jennifer's dad and also, of course, was on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, of course.
He was Victor.
Ah. And Amelia Earhart was born on this date. Did we figure out where all that happened? I mean,
the Amelia Earhart thing?
Yeah, we've been looking into that, haven't we?
Oh, I thought it was like the Bermuda Triangle, right?
Well, I'm not sure. Now they think that she maybe was killed by the Japanese. Oh, the anniversary of the discovery of Detroit. That's a shame. actually, it was Anton Cadillac. Who was cruising in his SRA? Well, no, he was but that's actually the guy who discovered Detroit.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's what 40 or 50 years since the Detroit riots this past weekend.
Oh yes, you're exactly right. They did show us that on TV, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right, 6:22.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So last week, the establishment destroyed Trump media went absolutely nuts over a non-story of the president sitting next to Vladimir Putin at a dinner that everybody knew about at a G20 dinner. Now, conspiracy theorists Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, they reacted with horror, absolute horror, to the news that Donald Trump actually got up during the dinner. He talked to Vladimir Putin, who was seated across from him. Now, despite the fact you had dozens of world leaders, their significant others, in attendance, well, the media knew it was in the room. Well, just talking, President Trump and Putin, it was identified by the Destroy Trump media as secret and previously undisclosed. Now, where was the mainstream media's outraged over Obama's hot mic moment with Medvedev? You can't get any more of a double standard.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's Bailey. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
We
may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold
at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition.
26% in total savings.
Choose from a big selection.
But hurry, we may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
Well, I said it before, and I know I'll say it again. There's nothing like a good pick-me-up story on a Monday, and boy, does this Monday feel like a Monday. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, like most of these stories, it kind of has to start with something bad. You see, back in February of 2016, a two-year-old girl named Eden Carlson fell into her family's pool in Fayetteville, Arkansas. She was underwater for 15 minutes before she was rescued, and she suffered significant brain damage. It looked like it would be completely irreparable, but a doctor named Paul Hartch from Louisiana State University had an experimental treatment that might just give her a chance to recover. It involved putting her head in a sealed hyperbaric chamber and giving her high-pressure doses of oxygen that might stimulate her brain to start repairing itself. Well, guess what? It worked. Within a few short months, she'd regained her ability to walk and speak, and she was doing both even better than before her accident. And now, more than a year out, Hartch says her brain damage has officially been reversed. This is the first time this treatment has been attempted or that it's worked, so Hartch says there's no guarantee it's the answer to brain damage, but still, it's incredible and quite a possible first step in helping lots and lots of people. Now that is an awesome story. Congratulations, Dr. Hartch. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 627. So there's the 10-year-old boy who apparently had pretty high expectations to be able to make good grades, and he didn't. So he's found in Switzerland. Did I mention he's from Germany?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Left his home in northern Germany for fear of telling his parents about what he considered a bad mark in a school report.
Oh, no.
Yep. German media.
So he ran away to Switzerland?
He did. Yep. The local newspaper quoted German federal police saying the child had been afraid of showing his marks to his parents, even though the worst grade was a 3, which is a solid C by international terms.
Mm.
He even had a valid ticket on him for the duration of his journey to a Swiss city, according to Spiegel Online. So
how old?
10.
I had to go to Switzerland because they are neutral.
Yeah, trained personnel had alarmed federal police on Friday evening about the boy traveling by himself. His parents had already told local police in their hometown that their son had gone missing. Needless to say, parents grateful to find their son.
No passport requirement.
No, and, you know, probably need to sit down and have a chat with him.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
First of all, a C is okay, and secondly, you don't need to be running off to another country.
Well, that depends on the parents.
Well, you know, you're right. There may be an environment, but then we're going to have to get into that whole sociology thing. We don't want to do that. All right, 629. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Same old stuff, about 97 or something like that. We're looking at one good thing is we will have some winds today, which if you have to be outside, will help dry the sweat. But at the same time, remember that dries everything out, including your lawn if you have high temperatures in the wind. But it'll be up at about 20 miles an hour. Heat index around 103 or so. Low tonight around 77, and we'll continue this pattern all week long, maybe a slight chance of some showers popping up here and there, but really not much chance Am I right? Do I see 81 here? Is that what we got?
I have 79, but it feels like 181.
Yeah,
so
it does. It really.
It was stifling at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it hate that you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Anyway, 6:29, and we're pretty dang close to 80 degrees.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. KKR is nearing a deal to buy WebMD Health Corporation. The New York-based health information provider has been running an auction after publicly putting itself in play earlier this year. WebMD was founded in the late 90s by Jeffrey Arnold, who became a billionaire at age 29 when the company merged with Healthion Corporation in 1999. Japan's Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma is acquiring Israeli drug maker Neuroderm for $1.1 billion as part of a strategy to grow its business in the U.S. The Japanese drug maker says will leverage Neuroderm's Parkinson's disease drug product that has been in clinical trials in the U.S. and Europe and is expected to launch in fiscal year 2019. Ryanair, Europe's largest airline by passenger numbers, says net profit rose 55% in its latest quarter, bolstered by strong ticket prices. But the airline warned that overcapacity will continue to pressure fares. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 7, the temperature 79. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by CHI, St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. Police and sheriff's departments around Texas having to rework budgets at the last minute because the Department of Public Safety, without notice, has started charging local law enforcement agencies for lab work.
This past week, the Texas Department of Public Safety announced that it will begin charging for crime lab services starting September 1st. Police chiefs and sheriffs weren't expecting this announcement. Some of the charges include $150 for a toxicology review and $550 for a DNA analysis. DPS said that the charges became necessary after lawmakers approved a budget that fell short by over $11 million of being fully funded. David Burrell, TSN News.
Bryan, police report no one hurt during a weekend armed robbery. This was Saturday night, shortly before 11:30 at the Valero on East 29th near the College Station city limits. Two people with their faces covered, at least one of them with a gun, took an undisclosed amount of money. No shots were fired. 10 months after there was an announcement of selling the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County, that transaction has fallen through. City of Bryan and three other Texas cities that own the coal-fired plant have announced full-time operations will end September 30th. BTU General Manager Gary Miller told our sister station Episode of News they and the other members of the Texas Municipal Power Association can get electricity from less expensive sources. Shutdown means the loss of 70 of 91 jobs.
Some of the activities that take place out at the Texas Municipal Power Agency will continue, such as the ownership of transmission assets, and we have what used to be the mining land, and we're in the middle of, you know, reclamation of that land. So those things have to continue, and so there will be employees necessary for that. But we will also retain a certain subset of the operational employees so that when summer gets here next year, the plant will be in such a shape that we can start it back up.
TMPA management's plans to keep the reservoir open for public use for the foreseeable future. Major change starting today for the approximate 20,000 vehicles each weekday driving Welborn Road in Bryan through the intersection of F&B and Old College. Modifications begin to making only one lane of through traffic on Welborn and provide separate left and right turn lanes. City of Bryan consultant Gary Schott says that's the best option to reduce existing traffic issues given their landlocked from expanding Welborn. particularly to the west.
Union Pacific Railroad owns up to about 1 or 2 feet from the pavement edge of Welborn Road there on the west side. And in numerous conversations with Union Pacific, they are not selling land.
On the east side of Welborn, there's the cost of moving utilities and buying commercial and office properties. Modifications supposed to be completed before the fall semester move-in at Texas A&M. You can see a map of the new traffic pattern online at WTAW.com. Now that the Bryan-College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has decided its highway plans for the year 2050, and now wants your feedback about what's going on the next 2 years. Executive Director Dan Rudge says something called the Unified Working Plan Program includes work with the Texas Innovation Alliance,
which is a group of communities that are promoting transportation innovations in the state of Texas as a way to try to encourage more businesses to relocate into Texas based on transportation or their transportation needs.
Rudd says the plan also includes developing a congestion management process and an update to the Metropolitan Transportation Plan. If you're interested, go online to bcsmpo.org. You can submit public comments through August 1st. Texas A&M's 12th Man Foundation is looking for a new leader. President Skip Wagner announced his resignation in a joint statement on the foundation's website. According to the foundation's website, the interim president CEO is Travis Dabney. City of Bryan's announced two finalists for its next director of Parks and Recreation following the retirement this month of Daryl Lovelett. One has local connections, Linda Cornelius, a former recreation superintendent in College Station. She's the current director of Parks and Rec in Highland Village. That's between Dallas and Denton. The other finalist is Robert Dorniker, the assistant Parks and Rec director in the Chicago suburb of Evanston, Illinois. News release from the city of Bryan did not indicate when the new director will be selected. Serving in the interim is Environmental Services Manager Eric Zaragoza. Blinn College looking for experienced welders, plumbers, and carpenters to serve as part-time instructors.
The people that we are looking for are the people who have been actually in the trades doing the welding, doing the carpentry, and actually being a plumber. Because those are the people that we want because they can directly relate their experiences to the students.
It's Ken Dupree, Director of Technical and Community Programs, who says most of the classes are at night so instructors can continue their day jobs. More information is online at blinn.edu. WTAW News Time, 23 minutes from 7, news presented by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast is next. Current temperature is 79. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Oh.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be hot and humid, well up in the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll become partly cloudy, 74 to 78. Partly to mostly sunny, 95 to near 100 on Tuesday. Fair in the 70s at night. And mostly sunny, continued hot on Wednesday, well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Jordan Spieth heads into next month's PGA Championship with a chance for a very rare career Grand Slam after claiming the third leg with his victory at the British Open. Meanwhile, the Bombers picked up a win against the Cane Cutters in the first of their two-game series, and the Astros dropped one to the Orioles while the Rangers completed the sweep of the Rays. We'll take a look at the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm not a big golf fan. I mean, you know, but just looking at the course that they have to play whenever they play in the British Open is just, or the Open.
Oh, you're not supposed to say British.
That's right.
Tis, tis, tis.
Really?
I'm still calling it the British Open.
So
somebody's employer may be listening.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I turn on the TV and, you know, about 11 o'clock or so, because there's a couple hours left. Okay, and apparently Jordan Spieth has hit his ball off to the right. And it's taken 20 minutes for them to get to the point where he's ready to now hit his shot, which, again, makes golf kind of annoying to people who don't care. But here's the deal. We're not talking about beautiful, manicured fairways. This guy has got to hit his ball over a hill that is probably 20 feet tall. He can't even see the green. He and the caddy have got to talk about, well, if you hit it over here, maybe that's it. And it's 75 yards beyond the top of the hill. So they have to get people to move off the top of the hill so that he can hit the ball to possibly get on the green. I mean, it is incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The way they got to play golf over there, and, you know, the rough over there looks like a lot of people's lawns. You know, it's 3 feet tall. And just nasty in there. And
there'd be a two-named city issuing all sorts of violations.
You're exactly right. Now, you know, there probably aren't critters or beer cans in there.
Or HOAs, I must be an equal opportunity offender. That's
true. I mean,
I found the lawnmower.
Yeah, we're talking, I mean, it's not at all like we have courses here in U.S. America. So the fact that he did that and was pretty much in the crapper for the beginning of the round and then ends up winning, going away, kind of. And he's buddies with the guy he was playing with, whose wife, by the way, had flown over with the kids because they thought he was going to win. This other guy, that didn't happen. Anyway, it was fun. It was enjoyable to watch, just kind of from a casual.
Well, and in the land where it began.
Exactly. All that history and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see, politics. Hill reports the Trump administration getting ready for a crackdown on marijuana users.
Oh, really?
Yep. Jeff Sessions is expected to release a task force report that criminal justice reform advocates fear will link marijuana to violent crime and recommend tougher sentences for those caught growing, selling, and smoking. Well, we got places where it's legal now, so that...
Well, that's the thing. What's he going to do in those states?
While they don't press it, I mean, if you ask them, they're going to say, well, federal law certainly supersedes any state law that you have. And it's just a matter of they're not enforcing it there, if you will.
I think when it comes to marijuana, the only thing you're going to get violent with is a bag of Doritos. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, well, it could be. I understand. It's not nearly the same as the chemicals that people are certainly putting in themselves.
Yeah.
But, all right, that's what they say they're going to do. Vice President Mike Pence touting President Trump. I guess somebody should.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. First 6 months in office. Yeah. Pence says he's keeping the seat warm for me. I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway, he said, I say with confidence, we will make America safe again. We will make America prosperous again. And to borrow a phrase, we will make America great again.
Mm-hmm. The Donald was wherever they dedicated the USS Gerald.
Oh, yeah, Gerald Ford. That's right. He went
which the president tweeted, American Steel and American Hands have constructed a 100,000-ton message to the world.
Oh, I like that.
America.
Yeah.
American, actually.
Okay.
This is a sick in parentheses. American, capitalized. Might is second to none.
All right. And now he's got a spokesperson named Scaramucci, who looks like...
I'm glad you can pronounce it.
Yeah, who looks like what he is, you know.
Today, Anthony Scaramucci made it very clear that there is a new boss in charge of the communications here at the White House, and that he's willing to fire anyone on the team that's caught leaking. He also wants to improve the messaging that's coming out of this White House, and to that end, he hinted that some major changes could be coming.
The entire world has changed, and we need to rethink the way we're delivering our information, and so stay tuned.
Scaramucci says he also hopes to hit the reset button, and that'll start with a full staff meeting tomorrow at the White House. Kristen Fisher, Fox News.
All right. Reset
and Mr. button. Trump saying, in all fairness to... what's his name? Scaramucci. He wanted to endorse me first before the Republican primary started, but didn't think I was running.
He's a fund manager and a former Fox Business News dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just saying.
Fox pedigree.
Yeah, Scaramucci would not commit to holding televised briefings, saying that it was something that he had to discuss with President Trump.
I was told that Gerald Ford's at my birthplace, Norfolk, Virginia.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, there you are. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for
also thank you for the text before 6 this morning about the national anthem.
Oh, what happened?
Thank you for playing my national anthem every morning.
Yeah, because we do that.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing that for a long, long time. And it shouldn't be a deal. Unfortunately, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we end up being in the vast minority that we do that. But, nonetheless,
used to be all over the place.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Hey, how about Bernie running in 2020?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, The Hill reports that Bernie Sanders is having discussions about running for president again. When asked about another possible run, one Sanders associate said, "Yes is the answer. He thinks he's earned the right to run again and believes that he would be the Democratic candidate that would be able to win against Trump." Source also added, "The last thing he's going to do is step aside and let Joe Biden take it." Well, you know, and here's the deal. We were talking about it the other day. The RNC is out as far as donations, they are outpacing the DNC by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason is there's no bench in the Democrat Party. They don't have any young governors or senators who are moving up the ranks. They don't have a poster boy, if you will, or girl. And that's part of the problem.
I mean, in 2020, he's going to be like 79 years old.
Yeah, this not going to work.
Well, that doesn't stop anybody.
Well, no it
no,
doesn't.
I'm not saying an age standpoint it should stop him. I'm just saying, like, that's how long is he going to be in office if that's the case. You know, I mean.
Well, and they're back at it today in Austin, the boys and girls. Imagine, let me see, the Texas Senate ripping through an ambitious agenda. The House, a little more deliberate. Has that ever happened before? Yes, it has, as a matter of fact. So basically, we're in a microcosm of what the regular session was in this special session. The Senate met yesterday. They included, I think they looked into voter fraud, mail-in ballots, that sort of thing. And
Scanning those paid political emails from the Senate Republican caucus.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, then they're back to work. So I think we'll talk to the reps this week, and we'll see what's going on out there. But the Senate is staying plenty busy, kind of wondering where the House is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else on you boys' radar this morning?
Nothing that I've seen.
Yeah, okay. Anyhow, so there you go. It's 6:49.
Sovac City's been voted the Reader's Choice for sewing machines and vacuums again in the Brazos Valley. Thank you to all of you who voted for us. To show you our appreciation for the month of July, we're giving anyone that mentions they heard this ad on the radio a $20 discount on any full service on your sewing machine or vacuum. That is correct. Just mention you heard this ad and boom, $20 off. Easy as that. Stop by today and let us make your machines run the way they did when they were new. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
With no close runners up, crepe myrtles are our finest flowering shrubs and small trees. They're handsome at all seasons, from their summertime blooms to the fall foliage, also the winter trunks. They bloom for several months, May through September, and they come in all shades of red, pink, white, purple, and lavender. Depending on the variety, mature heights range from 2 to 32 feet. There's a crepe myrtle for almost any landscaping need. Crepe myrtles require full sun to perform to their maximum, and they handle the heat. What more could you want? We'll be back with details of choosing and using crepe myrtles right after this message. Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf's two-way formula controls both surface and soil insects in just 24 hours and for up to 3 months. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf kills the most common lawn pests. That includes ants, fleas, ticks, grubs, and other listed insects. This product can be used on lawns, ground covers, flowers, roses, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf comes in 10-pound and 20-pound granules, 32-ounce ready-to-spray, and 40-ounce concentrate. Always read and follow label instructions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Get control of those lawn insects with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. More information at Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. Your first considerations in choosing a crepe myrtle have to be its mature height and its color. It's really critical that you choose a variety that grows only as tall as you want so that you won't have to trim your plants back to keep them in bounds. One of the things that makes my skin crawl faster than anything in the world is, Neil, how far can I prune back my crepe myrtle? You don't want to do that. Don't ever use pruning as a means of height control. Once you've decided on a mature height and then the color, choose the variety that best suits your needs. Buy plants while they're in full bloom. That would be now to ensure that you're getting exactly the colors that you want. Transport your new plants carefully, protecting them from highway winds. Plant them immediately when you get home. Once you have new plants in the ground, water them. Nitrogen is the other key to rapid growth of your new crepe myrtles. You'll have to hand water new plants their first summer, maybe 2 years. They've been grown in very porous planting mixes containing large amounts of bark and compost. That's partially because nursery stock grows well in that mix, but it's also because it's lighter in weight to reduce costs of shipping. However, it dries out much more quickly than native Texas soils, hence the added attention to irrigation. You want to apply a high nitrogen or all nitrogen lawn type fertilizer to stimulate the most rapid growth possible. You'll only need 1 or 2 tablespoons per plant initially, but mature plants can use 1 pound per accumulated inch of trunk diameter. You want to fertilize them in April, June, and September. Scatter the fertilizer over the entire root zone and water deeply after each feeding. Crepe myrtles are genetically shrubs. They all are shrubs. Left to their own accord, they will grow multiple stems and quantities of horizontal branching. However, we found many years ago that we can train the taller types into small trees simply by removing unwanted branches and trunks and by keeping new sprouts from developing. Unfortunately, about that same time, people began to think that crepe myrtles needed to be topped, and that's absolutely not true. That's the quickest possible way to ruin your crepe myrtles. Get into a garden center now and take a look at the crepe myrtles. They're glorious, and this is their time. I'm Neil Sperry, and our next Plant Talk Texas, the ways that we as gardeners misuse water. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports at 6:54. Well, in a wild finish, almost too exciting for golf, Jordan Spieth's British Open win gives him the third leg of a rare career Grand Slam. Spieth finished 3 shots ahead of fellow American Matt Kuchar, but only after a furious finish over the last 5 holes that included an eagle. Here's Spieth.
I felt once I lost my lead completely and we were tied, I actually felt the nerves go away. for a few holes until I got the lead again, and then they were back. And it's just kind of, you know, powering through that.
Spieth also managed to lose just one stroke when he sprayed a drive 75 yards outside of the fairway into a steep grassy dune, took a penalty drop, and played a third shot from a driving range. Out at Nutrabolt.
1-0 from Spear. Swung on, hit off the end of the bat. It's a blooper that is going to die in right field. And a high bounce. Meng running around third. Here's the throw, and it's not caught at home plate. Meng slides in, and the Bombers walk it off.
The Brazos Valley Bombers returned to action last night to face the Acadiana Canecutters. A walk-off from player of the game and Aggie Chris Andritzis secured the victory for the guys by a final score of 3-2. Here's Andritzis.
I was just up there looking for a fastball, and I was willing to extend around the plate if there was a heater, and I got the heater up, and I was like, might as well cut it loose here. I mean, I did swing at a pitch outside. It was a ball, but definitely just cut it loose and said, let's try it.
The Bombers and Canecutters face off again tonight at Nutrabolt. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, Zach Britton set an American League record by converting his 55th consecutive save opportunity, blanking the Astros in the ninth inning to seal the Baltimore Orioles 9-7 victory. The Stros start a fresh three-game series with the Phillies tonight at Citizens Bank Park. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in St. Petersburg,
pitch swung on, and there's a deep drive to left. Way back, and that ball is history. Carlos Gomez has untied the game as Odor and Gomez go back-to-back in the eighth, and the Rangers lead 6-5.
Rougned Odor homered twice, including back-to-back drives with Carlos Gomez in the eighth inning, and the Texas Rangers rallied to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-5 and complete a three-game sweep. Odor's two-run drive off Brad Boxberger tied the score, and Gomez put the Rangers ahead 6-5 two pitches later. The Rangers hope to keep the momentum going as they return home for a three-game series with the Marlins. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Jerry Jones backed Ezekiel Elliott again over the star running back's lingering issues off the field as the Dallas owner held his annual training camp opener with reporters. Here's Jones.
I have reviewed everything. As you know, he's had his complete present. There is absolutely nothing, not one thing that I've seen that has anything to do with domestic violence.
The Cowboys had an eventful week leading to training camp in California, but can finally turn the attention back to football with the first practice today. Jones says the issues should have, quote, absolutely no impact on the spirit or the enthusiasm or the expectation heading into camp for the defending NFC East champion. And Michael Phelps has finally met his match in the water, a great white shark. The Olympic champion swimmer was bested last night in the Discovery Channel's Shark Week special, Phelps versus Shark, Great Gold versus Great White. But Phelps didn't swim with a real shark. He competed in the ocean against a computer-simulated fish based on data on the swimming speed of sharks. Phelps was outfitted with a wetsuit and a monofin to mimic a shark's powerful tail. He finished the 100-meter race in 38 seconds, 2 seconds slower than the simulated shark. Phelps tweeted Sunday that he'd like a rematch, but in warmer water. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you are moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Come out this Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment is your local source for skid steer loader attachments. For 2 days only, ASAP Equipment will be selling Vernig 4,000-pound rated pallet forks for $599. These are great forks at a great price. They'll fit skid steers, track loaders, and most farm tractors. 2 days only, Friday, the 28th, and Saturday, the 29th, pallet forks for $599. ASAP Equipment is located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Hey, what do you expect? Hot. Yep, 97 for a high today. Heat index maybe 102. It's going to be a little breezier today, about a 20-mile-an-hour wind. 30% chance of showers, but hot all week. It's 80 now. WTAW.